Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with head coach Chris Mayotte. Coach, as we just mentioned, we have to have a lot of things go our way. Let's break it down right now. Good morning. By the way, where are you these days right now? Are you in the Springs?
Good morning. No, I'm out in Detroit. We have, USA is holding their camp for their next development team. So we're out recruiting, and guys are back getting prepared for the week.
Excellent. You know, it is going to be an exciting time this weekend. I mean, a lot of things have to happen. Break it down for us. What are the two things that you guys are going to be watching so far this weekend?
Well, really, we need the one seeds to win. And the two bottom seeds that throw the biggest wrench in our ability to get into the tournament are if St. Cloud State beats Denver. That causes some problems. And then we want Quinnipiac to win the ECAC. So those are the two biggest things. Those are the two, I guess, most likely things. There's a lot of scenarios that help us. There's a number of scenarios that hurt us. But the most likely scenarios that we're rooting for are Denver beats St. Cloud and Quinnipiac wins the ECAC.
How did Denver do this season against St. Cloud?
They were good against them. I believe they're 3-0-1.
Okay.
They beat them and tied them at home, and then they swept them on the road. And I think they're both playing good hockey right now. So what happened then probably doesn't have as much effect as we would all hope on what's going to happen on Friday or tomorrow. But yeah. It's I think when we sit in this position, you feel better wanting the top seeds to win than needing a bunch of upsets to get in.
Yeah. Shannon's so choked up about it. She's just coughing everywhere. She's just really excited.
I didn't think anyone could hear because my microphone wasn't off. I don't know if anyone could hear. Call in if you did hear that. 719-473-1240.
But seriously, you guys got to feel good about that scenario. I mean, it's not like Shannon and I have been talking about this. It's not like we have to wait for like a major upset for, someone that's ranked, lower to win. That there is a distinct possibility that this could happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think we, if you were to look just at the bracket and say, what are the most likely scenarios and the most likely outcomes to come out of this weekend, the ones that are most likely are the ones that we would be rooting for and would get us in the tournament. So you take a little bit of positive with that and a little bit of comfort in that, but at the same time, it's called March Madness for a reason.
Yeah.
So we're prepared for it to go either way.
Are there any watch parties that are going to be taking place as far as, any of the action that's going to be taking place this weekend?
Well, in terms of what our guys are doing watching the games, I have no idea in that regard. I know the coaches have different feelings. Some of them want to sit and watch. Some of them want nothing to do with it. And I'm sure the guys feel similarly. But then, assuming and hoping we get in, we'll have an event Sunday at the rink for the selection show.
Oh, that's great! And if that happens, we're going to have it live here on Cardio News Radio for your and your team's instant reaction. I really do. I hope that happens. It's going to be a really fun time. All the best to the rooting. It's kind of weird rooting for DU, isn't it?
It is, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
We'll root for anybody at this point. Yeah, we just want a chance.
No doubt. No doubt. Chris, all the best. Tell the team hello for us, and we'll look forward to really positive things happening coming up this Sunday.
Will do. Thanks for having me. Go Tigers.